What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Shop. This is Kasara. How are you guys? I'm so excited. I will be in Atlanta. I will be on my way to Atlanta in less than 72 hours. I'm on my way to go get my hair done, nails done, everything. For the people who have linked up with me, who text the word ATL details, you only had until yesterday to go ahead and give me those links and send me that request. I look forward to meeting you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. There's just the closer I get, I just see there's just so many activities going on. Like, when I tell you, the girls in ATL are giving. They are giving networking. They are giving collaboration. They are giving handle business, okay? And I am so excited to be around like-minded folk. Oh my gosh. And I'm already thinking about how I'm going to bring this. I'll bring back some of this fire joy to California, because I'm just saying, we just can't be having Atlanta doing, because Atlanta be popping when it comes out to the business of this. They be popping. they always got something going, especially for people of minority, you know what I'm saying? Women, Asian descent, Hispanic descent, Latino descent, Black, whoever, you know, the underdogs, you know who you are. I love it. This is so awesome. There's masterminds I'm about to be a part of. There's content creating I'm going to be a part of. There's some meet and greets I'm going to be a part of. Some good eating I'm going to be a part of. It's crazy because I talk a lot about mindset and, you know, as far as it's about the things that you tell yourself you can or cannot do, that's what's going to happen, you know? So, I was telling myself, because I don't want to miss nothing. Like, I don't want to be delayed on nothing. I'm going to have to limit my alcohol consumption. Because it's like, and I'm not saying that your girl may not have a drink or so, but it's like, the moment I feel that buzz, I'm not chasing the buzz. Nope. I'm chasing this knowledge that these people is out here spitting. I am chasing these gems that these people is out here just like, come put it on you. Do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that I am as coherent as possible. Yes. And it's crazy. Another thing that's crazy, since gearing up, they've been hyping everybody up for this event, you know, as they should be, because it's about to be. And this is going to be the last year that this is called the Black Spa Expo. After this, I guess it's just going to be called the Spa Expo. So it's kind of a bittersweet feeling knowing that I'm part of the last Black Spa Expo. It's the fifth one. It's the first one I'm going to, so it's going to be the first one and the last one as far as it being called Black. The person who's hosting it, she's like, I'm not catering to just Black people. I'm catering to everybody, and I love that, you know? Especially, I tell you guys a lot, my husband, he's mixed. His mother is Mexican. His father is Black. There's some Irish up in there. Like, it's a little bit of everything. I tell people, it don't look like it just because you take a look at the skin, but it's some Caucasian up in here. It is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some Indian up in here. Just I may not look like it, but it is. It's there. It's definitely there. It's in my DNA. So I've never been, and growing up, I never was a part of like a culture of all black. I grew up in fucking Southern California, so it was from everybody. You know, some whites, some blacks, some Mexican, Hispanics, some Asians, some Samoans. It's some of everybody. It's gonna be some of everybody in Southern California. So I love the fact that it's like you don't have to put black on something just to know that it's like, okay, this is owned by a black person, you know? For instance, my logo, it's of a brown hand, right? It's a circle. Kasar's No Creations, it's a circle. It has an acrylic brush. I had this logo was actually, I had a vision of my logo since the first day that I knew that I wanted Kasara's Nail Creations to be a thing. I had this envision of this brush, of this Kalinske brush, doing this, like it's working, like it's making something, right? So when you take a look at my logo, that's what it is. I'm all about nails telling a story. I'm all about nails being bold, even if they're little, like even if they're like the little cute little itty bitty nails. You know what the itty bitty nails is, girls, extra small nails, like the ones that barely go over your like skin, that those ones. Even for those, I want your nails to be popping. I want those nails to be screaming, all of that French tip fucking that worn ass shit, one solid ass color, that shit's boring. That's dead. That's old. We're done with that. Putting the polish and all of that. Having to wait to have that shit dry. We done with that. Nope. And I knew that every fucking lady should be able to have, every lady, woman, whoever wear nails, everybody should be able to express their nails on some big, pop, bolding ass way, right? Like, everybody don't have the type of job where you can have them long ass Cardi B ass nails. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because when you go to nail tech school, they actually teach you that the longer the nails, way back in like the 1500s, not pop, even before BC. You know what I'm saying? The longer the nails, it just meant the higher class you were royalty wise because you didn't do nothing. Like that meant somebody else took care of all of that stuff because they would break. So it's crazy. And that's still, because it's still to this day. Like, the longer the nails, like, you're just like, well, how the fuck do you do what you do? Like, what kind of job do you have, you know? You're not going to see somebody in, like, a bank teller or somebody at an executive office or even people, you know, people that's, like in the food restaurant industries, you know, in the medical industry. It doesn't allow it. You can't have them long ass nails. So even when you look on my logo, it's like, it's a hand. It's a brown hand. It's, you see the nails, but you see it's like, damn, every nail is something different. It's a design on it. That's what Kasara's Nail Creations is. And when the person who did my logo, I don't know his name, but I still follow him. look, I still follow him. Like, I pay him good ass fucking money for that goddamn logo. Like, that's another thing. When you're like building a business, you really gotta have yourself some money put up. You really gotta learn what it means to save. Because when it's time to make some shit happen for your business, it's gonna cost you. And this was before COVID. I had paid a big ass price tag before COVID. I can't imagine what the hell shit is like as far as logos and stuff like that. But my logo, it had a comma in it. Put it to you like that. My logo had a comma in it when it came down to having to fucking pay for that bitch. But it was my third logo. And it was exactly what the fuck what I wanted, what I envisioned. He understood the assignment. He got it. There was no ifs, ands, or buts or fucking about it. And I bring all of that around to say because It was like, I didn't want the hand all, because I could have had the hand like super, 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 super brown. You know, like I could have had the hand of peach. Okay, pink, white. No, no, we gonna put this right there in the middle so everybody can feel like, okay, you know what? Like I identify, I can do with that. That got a little color on it. Okay, that got some color on it. But wait a minute. The hell with the color of the hand. Let me see these nails on this logo though. Ooh, that's a cute little brush. That was my thing. That was my thing. But to be able to be around people, get out of my own, get out of my comfort zone. Again, gotta get out of my comfort zone, okay? I already got 4 fucking bags packed up just so I can be able to go and do this business trip. My laptop not included. None of my electronics that I took, so that's like a whole nother bag. It's gonna take me over 12 hours to get there. I already know I'm going to be hungry, tired, all of that good shit, but it doesn't matter because guess what? I need to be there. I need to be present. Being present does something. You got to be present with like-minded people. Hanging around with folks who don't understand what it's like to build some shit and have your ass going in circles. Mm-mm-mm. And I've talked about that. You can't be out here telling everybody your goals, dreams, and ambitions, and especially if they ain't fucking built nothing. What you doing? What? Huh? What? Huh? Perfect example. Perfect example. Perfect fucking example. Jocelyn's Cabaret. This past Sunday, I just watched it this morning, Monday though. She was opening, performing for the Floyd Mayweather fight that happened a month back. One of Jocelyn's girls from the Cabaret show from one of the seasons, her name was Big Legs. I don't know what season she was on, but I didn't care for the bitch. I think she was from season one. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think she was from season one. She shows up to where the performance is going to be at the Floyd Mayweather little event. It's not a little event, big ass event. And because she don't like Jocelyn and she didn't like the girl, she didn't like how her come up was, she didn't feel like she was treated fairly or any of this stuff, but it's like, bitch, just listen to your vision. But anywho, this girl started a whole motherfucking fight, like, why this girl was fucking performing type shit. We didn't know. I have seen the fight on TMZ, on Hollywood Unlocked, like months ago. And I think he was fighting Giovanni or something like that, because it was like a whole big old thing. Like, everybody was fighting. Like, it was like 27 fights in one night. You know what I'm saying? But it was only supposed to be one headliner, but everybody was headlining that night. But that fucking bitch brought herself, Big Legs, brought herself front row to where Jocelyn was going to be. Okay, you don't like her. You don't like her. So just because you hear where the fuck she gonna be, you're like, oh, okay, let me bring my old big ass hating ass somewhere where you gonna be at so I can just take away all your good vibes. All I tell you, watching before the performance and watching after the performance, like before Jocelyn was so, like, you could tell she was focused. She was happy, but serious, but not on some bitch, I beat your ass, I beat your ass, I beat your ass type shit. Like, Jocelyn was cool as fuck, right? And then after the performance, and then this girl, Big Legs, from season one, Jocelyn's Cabaret, she gonna bring her old funky punk ass and start fighting. Mind you, Jocelyn beat the shit out of her ass. Like, beat the... Oh, that girl. Jeez. Jocelyn had went to jail for like a night. But what I'm saying is that girl was given a whole opportunity. A whole opportunity. And because she didn't like the way the opportunity was given, she felt it necessary to go be in this girl's space and hate on her. For what reason? This is why you can't be telling everybody what you're doing, where you're moving, and how you're doing it. Sometimes niggas gotta find out afterwards. It already didn't happen. You know, in Jocelyn's case, she didn't have a choice. That, like, promotions, all kind of stuff. But us little folk, we got choices. Shut your mouth. Be quiet. Calm down. Start really paying attention to who really got your back out here. Because not everybody has your back. So, I said all of that because I wanted to tell y'all I'm excited. I'm excited. So this is going to be like a little short one. So as I like to say, before I let y'all be on your way, love, peace, and keep your nail on fleek. Y'all. Yes.